السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 4th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444, and the time is 5:27. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the end, and verses number 15 and 16. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. The waw there, you can say, is waw atifa or waw mustanafa. Waw atifa will mean it is connected to the previous theme and subject and topic regarding Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, peace be upon him. Or you say waw mustanafa, it is a new topic, new subject. So all that possibilities are there. Laqad means lillahi. Almighty Allah takes an oath that by Allah, qad, surely, definitely, positively, ataina, we gave. Almighty Allah is one and alone, and Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. When Almighty Allah uses the terminology we, it is to show only we can do that. Nuhyi wa numit, only we give life and death. Na'ati bishamsi, only we make the sun rise, only we make the sun set. Who can do all that? So who can give the books and the scriptures to the messengers and prophets who are selected by Almighty Allah and not elected by people? So Almighty Allah states, wa laqad atina, and we take an oath, definitely, surely, we granted Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, David, peace be upon him, was Sulaiman, and Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Solomon, peace be upon him, ilma, the knowledge. We made them prophets and messengers, we made them kings and rulers, we made them judges, they had so much knowledge. Hence, both of them, father and son, David is the father, Solomon is the son, and both of them keep on praising Almighty Allah and show their gratitude and thankfulness to Almighty Allah. وَقَالَا, both of them would say, وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the one and only Supreme Being. فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, who gave us superiority, preference, virtue, ala kathirim min ibadihi al-mu'minin, over the majority of his servants who are believers. Never mind non-Muslims, that are one side, but believers also. Almighty Allah gave us such virtue, and Almighty Allah gave us superiority of the overwhelming majority of them. So it shows Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with the nubuwwat, prophethood, kingdom, a golden voice when he used to read, Ya Jibalu Awwibi Ma'ahu wa Tayr. Then he's making zikrullah, remembering Allah Jalla Wala. The mountains would echo with him, the birds would be singing with him, the praises and the glory of Almighty Allah. Nabi Sulaiman Solomon, peace be upon him, chapter 38, verse 35. رَبِّ هَبَلِّي مُلْكَ اللَّهِ يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّنْ بَعْدِي. He was granted prophethood, and then he cried, he begged, petitioned Allah after reconstructing Masjid al-Aqsa, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai, O Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant such a kingdom to anybody after me. Innaka antal wahhab. Ya Allah, you are the best of givers, Ya Allah. Imagine what a potent, powerful dua. And then the hikmah, the wisdom of Solomon. Today in English, they stole all this from us. He made dua and begged Allah, Uwati uhukmi hukmak. Also after reconstructing, refurbishing, renovating Masjid al-Aqsa, he said, Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, it must concur and agree with your judgment, Ya Allah. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. We find incidents mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in Bukhari Sharif. The father passed the verdict, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, David, peace be upon him. And then Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, passed the verdict. And the verdict of Solomon was much greater and better and practical and based on much more wisdom. So all this is the mercy of Almighty Allah. So they stole this from us and say, you need the wisdom of Solomon to unravel this knot. So Almighty Allah teaches us, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودُ. So Sulaiman alayhi salam inherited from David, from Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. We must remember this is the unanimous belief of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah in prophets and messengers. There is no inheritance regarding money, wealth and assets and so forth, what we will call material matters and assets. So what inheritance are we talking about here? We're talking about the inheritance of knowledge, the inheritance of rank and status, the inheritance of wisdom, the inheritance of judgment. So all that we are speaking about. وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَعْوُودَ وَقَالَ يَا يُنَّاسِ. Regarding inheritance, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نَحْنُ مَعَاشِرُ الْأَنْبِيَا. We are the group of the prophets and messengers selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wala, la narithu wala nurithu. That we are the ones, we don't inherit and no one inherits from us. مَا تَرَكْنَاهُ فَوَ صَدَقَ. What we leave behind, our legacy estate, will be given in charity. So that is the unanimous belief of us, the true Muslims and majority Muslims, the mainstream. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. وقال, and he said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. That, O people, that ulimna mantiqa tayr, that we have been taught the language and the way the speaking of the birds. So he, Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, would communicate with the birds. He, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, had control and authority over them, over the wind, over the jinn, over the birds. وَأُوْتِيْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And Almighty Allah gave us everything what we required. So at that time, whatever they required, Allah Jalla wa'ala gave them. And that is for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, because he begged Allah for that. Inna hadha lahu al-fadlul mubeen. And this is the grace and the mercy of Allah, which is so manifest and so clear. So therefore, we read the incidents, episodes of the prophets and messengers, not for entertainment and information. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, the last verse, chapter 12, verse 111. لَقَدَ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, that way, in the stories, events, episodes of the prophets and messengers, there are lessons to be learned. But who will take the lesson? Those people who are truly intelligent and intellectual. Let us now go around, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the news, views and interviews throughout the world and see. Now there were five people. They wanted to make history and play with their money. And they went in as divers to go look at the Titanic wreckage. Not even reaching there, far away from there, a huge implosion took place and all of them are dispatched, finished. End of the day, end of history. This is what happens with the arrogant and those who think they can buy everything with their money and so forth. Multi billionaires, supposed to be two Muslims there as well, and a father and son. All their money, everything finished. In a split second, multi billionaire of Britain and so forth. So remember that this is now finished, the story is gone. and you see the hypocrisy of the whites, and you see the hypocrisy of the Western politicians, when you have migrants from Pakistan, from Africa, from here and there, and they want to go to Europe or wherever, so, and their ship sinks and so forth, they just say, yeah, tighten the borders, do this, do that, all brownies, all dark people and so forth. But for the whiteies and for the rich people, then they will have this rescue effort, that rescue effort. That is what you call hypocrisy of the highest order. That is what you call the white hegemony. That is what you call the double standards in the world that you see today. Then we see Hitler's children, the haramis, the real terrorists of the world. And remember, you see them, what they are doing. Oh, Muslims who are listening, wake up from your slumber. Yesterday they went and they desecrated the Quran Sharif. They burned some Quran, these sectors, these subhumans. Gideon Levy writes in his article that these chefs are not human beings. They are subhuman. You must remember these sectors, they are haramis, terrorists, and Hitler's children. And they are the word disgrace. I told you, they are the scum of the earth. You must remember Jutlas. They are not, you must remember, people who are chosen by Allah. They are cursed by Allah. And Allah is going to punish them continuously till the day of justice. So these settlers carried out attacks against the Palestinians, and they burned their houses, burned the cars, destroyed the masjids, and so forth. So this is pogroms. Pogrom means that one group wants to ethnically cleanse another group of people because of their race and what have you. So this is the agenda, and it is already encouraged by the IDF. They can stop it if they want to, the Israeli Defense Force, but they are murderers of children and old people and innocent people. This is promoted by their donkeys, Ibn Himar, by Ben Gray and Smotrich and Bibi and his cabinet. They're all war criminals, these people. And we need to call them out and go read the Haaretz. Words are not enough. Words are not enough. And where's the United Nations now? Where is United States of America now? Where is Sunak and United Kingdom now? Where are the Western powers now? When you can see all this, you steal our land, you occupy our land, you have more and more land grab, and then you still side with the aggressor? Come of it, you whiteies. Therefore, we say, and you can quote me in any part of the world, the only solution to Palestine and the Jutlas, Haramis, Hitler's children is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So that is the only language they'll understand. And you Muslims, wherever you are, South Africa, Africa, Europe, or wherever, boycott the Jutlas. Not only Woolworths. Rather, you deal with somebody else. Remember that and hit them where it hurts the most when it comes to money and so forth. Tell them, we know majority of you Jutlas, you support Israel and their tactics and strategy, so now we will no more deal with you. Have some ghairat and have some shame and have some feeling. Small, small children, infants making sacrifice, our mothers, sisters making sacrifice. What is your sacrifice, O Muslim, O Muslimah, for Aqsa, Mubarak, and Palestine? Look at the Saudi Arabia, haramis, murtad, MBS, how disgraced they are, and see how they bootleg the Americans and how they bootleg Israel. See two stories I give you. There was a bid by Saudi Arabia and Greece and Egypt. They wanted to host the World Cup 2030, like how South Africa had it in 2010. Worst waste of time for us also. So the Saudis thought that they will get, you understand, the best soccer players, and they will invest millions and billions of dollars and so forth. So yesterday the news came through the wires. Saudi Arabia, Greece and Egypt are withdrawing their bid, because they already got the news that the World Cup host for 2030 will be there in Europe, and they don't stand a chance. Now look at the humiliation for MBS and his murtads and his Salafi scholars and so forth, who are collecting money from this murtad and harami. Then you see Israel. Now listen carefully. Israel is supporting Saudi Arabia in their bid to host the 2030 Expo. Now, what do you read between the lines? Saudi Arabia gives them money, bribery, cut some deals under the table and so forth. You think the Jutkas are going to do this free of charge? So go tell that to the animals in Kruger Park. So now you must remember that if you go to the Haram Sharif, this is an indictment upon the Muslim Ummah. This is an indictment upon the ulama of the world. This is an indictment upon the Salafis, the scholars for dollars. Go there in the Haram, you will see boards there. I saw it myself in 2018, 2019, 2020. And that was the last I went in March 2020. Ru'ya to Ishreen was the last thing. The problem is our people don't even know what is Arabic and what's going on, majority of them. Ru'ya to Ishreen wa Salasin means Vision 2030. So this is the meaning of Vision 2030. We want to host the Expo. We want to host the World Cup. We want to show to the world that Saudi Arabia is not the old Saudi Arabia. We are the new Saudi Arabia. We will have beach bikinis. We will have cinemas in Medina Munawwara. We will have rave shows and all these type of things. We will bring the gays also. Gays are welcome. Non-Muslims are welcome in Medina Munawwara and everywhere. So therefore, our verdict is MBS and whoever agrees with him is 100% murtad out of the fold of Islam. Look at the White House. Modi ji and Biden embracing one another. Both war criminals. Modi committed crimes against the Muslims. You can see what's happening there against the Sikhs. You can see what's happening against the Christians and so forth. How many churches of that? When the journalists of America grilled Modi, he couldn't give an answer. He was humiliated, disgraced on American soil. But the politicians don't worry of that. And they said, a toast was given and a dinner was given in honor of Modi by Biden. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, the impure with the impure. Biden is guilty of war crimes. Remember that. What are my brothers doing in Guantanamo Bay? What is my sister doing there in the Dr. Afia in America? Why did you allow all these crimes to occur in Iraq and then in Afghanistan and Syria till now? So Syria, they're siphoning the oil from there and so forth and so on. And Libya, all this is in front of us. Before that, Vietnam and so forth. So they say the two great nations and the opportunities are endless. And if the opposition parties in India can just unite, they can kick Modi and his Hindu thugs and mobs who want to slaughter and kill the Muslims and torture them and rape the woman. More than 10,000 they raped already. So they can defeat them. But Allah alone knows what will happen. Remember this. So Patrice Motsepe of South Africa, remember, is a multi-billionaire. And in a matter of few weeks, he made millions and millions and millions. Go read News 24, you will find the story there. Currently, there are 1.5 million people there in the Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, for Hajj, for the pilgrimage. And mashallah, from more than 100 countries. So we hope, and 40,000 Kufar Shias are there, but they don't allow the Sunni Alim, Hazrat Maulan Abdul Hamid of Zahidan, Iran, to perform Hajj. That is what's happening there. Then remember Israel, I told you about Israel. Then Iran, and now their foreign minister is there in UAE, you see. So they cut ties with Saudi Arabia, Iran, the Kufar Shias, and the Kufar MBS. And this side here, UAE, MBZ, also now the non-Muslim murtad, and all these Arab nations. What do you say about these sectors murdering, killing our people and so forth? Burning Quran, you should hang your heads in shame. The Pharaoh of Egypt and the kings of Morocco, Bahrain and Jordan, and as MBS and MBZ, all murtad, traitors, ghaddar to Islam they are. Ukraine, Putin is putting them properly. Come, let me sort you out. The whole Ukraine is on red alert. More and more missiles and attacks are expected and so forth. There's another Hitler and Harami, and that Harami is Macron. He wants to come to be a guest there at BRICS Summit that will take place here in South Africa in August. So Moscow said, we don't want you there. You don't come poke your nose in our business. 100% Putin. You see, that's why we like Putin. He puts them properly in their place. The same Macron Harami When the cartoons were taken out, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, against Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said freedom of speech and expression. When they said Macron, when your pension policy, you are Hitler, he then want to go to court and so forth. That is the whiteies. This is the people who are the biggest hypocrites and terrorists. They every way want white hegemony and want people must be ruled by them and so forth. We need to name them, shame them and nail them. Remember that. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, today will be Mufti Aku and Mawzahid Khan. And inshallah, at 11:25, the khutbah sermon will start. Currently, I'm here in Wienan. All majallah, reward our brothers, mashallah, Naseem, Jamaluddin, and his father, Mahmoud Jamaluddin, and so forth. And mashallah, yesterday was a very eventful day. Zuhur time, we were in Kramstorp, and the Maulana there, Maulana Panjbaya, so we had a talk and program for half an hour after Zuhur day in the masjid. And then some tea and so forth. And then Brother Ismail police, he took us to the graveyard and the cemetery in Great Town where his father is buried. And he managed to secure some extra land, you know, for another 50-100 years so that there weren't have problems when people pass away. We came to Wien and Maghrib time yesterday. Wonderful program here. I must say one thing, that I'm coming to this area after about 12-13 years, I think. The masjid in Great Town, beautiful refurbished where our Maulana Magda is, mashallah, Maulana Magda, my colleague. And then we find there in that Kramskop, beautiful masjid there as well. And here in Wienan also, wonderful, beautiful masjid. May all Majdallah protect the Haramain Sharifain. May all Majdallah Jallallah protect Aqsa al-Mubarak and all the masajid. And may all Majdallah decimate and destroy the Jutlas, the Haramis, the Zionists, the children who want to cause so much harm to the Muslims and Palestine. Okay, Brother Junaid Mutta, fire up your questions, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Few questions that came in. Mufti, let's start off with Paul. My name is Paul. Tell me about what is zakah and why do you give so little and why is it only once a year and not every month?
Okay, just speak louder, Junaid Mota. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Our brother Paul asked the question regarding zakat. Zakat is from our excess wealth, the gold, the silver, the cash. And you must remember your malut tijarat, your stock in trade, anything you bought that is permissible with the intention to resell it. You see, my brother Paul, I want you to do yourself a favor. And every Muslim should do himself and herself a favor. Go and read chapter 100 of the Noble Quran. Just Google it, chapter 100 of the Noble Quran. Or just Google Quran Made Easy, Quran, and Made Easy, and by Mufti Afzal Ilyas Hussain. So you will find chapter 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Now listen carefully, my brother Paul, maybe on my phone you can hear the azan is going now, and Jamaat Salat, early Salat, morning prayer, 10 past 6. So we'll carry on till 6 and then I'll read my sunnat and then go to the masjid and have a program after Fajr Salat, inshallah al-Aziz. So nevertheless, that all you go to chapter 100 and Surah Al-Adiyat, the first 5 verses, all Majdallah praises the loyalty of the horses. Then all Majdallah juxtaposes, draws a comparison between the loyalty of the horses and on the other side, the masterpiece of his creation, human being. Who is this human being? What does he do? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful, unthankful to Almighty Allah. The more bounties, the more favors Almighty Allah showers upon us, confers upon us, the bolder we become in committing vices and sins. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ And he bears testimony to it. That is majority humankind, Muslim and non-Muslim. Then, that is the sickness and illness and disease in human being. What is the cause and the reason for this ingratitude, unthankfulness? وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. And because this human being is madly, intensely in love with the wealth of his. 1 million? No, Paul say I want 5 million. 5 million? No, Paul say I want 20 million. Paul is not only you, all of us, 99%, 95%. So AK also wants more. You also want more. Everybody wants more. Illa masha Rabbu, except who Allah Ta'ala has special mercy on. So my brother, now how are we going to solve and resolve this problem? So Islam says you have to pay a mandatory, compulsory charity, 2.5% from your excess wealth. Mr. Paul, you are a Muslim, for example, and you have 100,000. So you have 12 lunar months to pay 2,500 rand. You stagger the payment every day, every week, every month. And whether you work from Muharram to Muharram, Ramadan to Ramadan, whatever, and you give to the poor Muslims only. Chapter 9, verse 60. Almighty Allah mentions the people who are entitled to receive zakat. You see? And voluntary charity that we give everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim. So what is the rationale, Paul? The rationale is this. The more we're going to pay zakat, zakat means purification, zakat means increase. The more we pay, the love for Almighty Allah will increase and the love for wealth will decrease. So that is the main reason why we pay our zakat. And we don't consider it a burden, like when we have to pay for a fine. I was driving 180, 200, just example I'm giving, obviously. So you must remember that the police stopped me, gave me a fine, 2,000, 5,000 rand. You know, it's very difficult to pay it because it's a burden and so forth. So just example I'm giving, obviously. So remember this, we pay lovingly, willingly, sincerely. So that is why Islam has that, my brother. And if we pay it for the pleasure of Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ مُلْمُدْعِفُونَ, it will multiply it many, many times. And today we'll be in Ladysmith, inshallah. So there by Hafiz Siddat Masjid Masihullah. And we will translate the khutbah from there. Sheikh Usama Khayyat, he will deliver the khutbah 11:25. And Jummah also will be there, and 12:08 is Azan. And tonight in the Puna Road Masjid, inshallah. And tomorrow after Fajr also, Fajr will be there in Masjid Masihullah, inshallah. Aziz, carry on, Brother Jureed Mutar.
Mufti, considering that you say keeping business open during Jummah is haram, does that also apply to Islamic institutes like Islamic radios?
So you must remember that when a person says something is haram, it's not I say so or you say so, it's Allah say so. You must remember these things there. إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ مِنْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ فَاسْأُوا إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ. So وَذَرُوا الْبَيْءِ means that no buying and selling and so forth. So in a radio station, take hours, I can't speak on behalf of others. So remember that nobody is there. So you must remember Jummah time and there's no dealing and transactions going on there. So we don't do buying and selling and so forth and so on. So therefore, that is permissible. There's no problem with that. It's like saying, what can a woman, you understand, do buying and selling at that time in a house? So it's permissible for her because Jummah Salat is not compulsory upon her. So therefore, you must remember that to use the analogy of a radio. So that is incorrect because there's no buying, selling taking place there. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about buying and selling in chapter 62 and verse number 9.
Mufti, I heard that horse meat is halal. So if horse meat is halal, can we use it for qurbani and how many shares does it constitute?
Remember, horse meat is totally halal according to four schools, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, and Hanafis. Normally, if you ask the Hanafi scholars, they will tell you that Sahibain, the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad say it is permissible. And Imam Abu Hanifa says makruh and one should abstain as it is reprehensible. But few days prior to his demise, Imam Abu Hanifa's demise took place in 150. He was born in 80 after Hijrah. So then he rajaha ila qawli sahibayn. He withdrew that fatwa and verdict. And he said that what my students are saying are correct and what majority scholars are saying is correct. So therefore, we have ijma and consensus. Go open fatawa. So you must remember in Amiya or that you will find in them. Our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib taught me this masla and so forth. So you will find it there, mashallah. So when you make real tahqeeq and research in the Hanafi school. Anyway, the fatwa is this, that horse meat is totally permissible for Muslim consumption. Can you slaughter horse meat, zebra? Last night one youngster asked me, can we use zebra for qurbani? No. You can't use zebra for qurbani. You can't use horse for qurbani, although the animal is halal. So for qurbani, we have an'am. An'am means the camel family, the cow family, the bull, the ox, and so forth, buffalo. So all that permissible, the goat and sheep family. So it is confined to that. You can't say no, because horse is halal, so we can use it for qurbani. It doesn't work like that. Our function is to imitate, emulate the master, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Quran Sharif teaches us, Surah 3 verse 31, that fattabi'uni, if you really love Almighty Allah, then follow me, Immaculate Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuhbibkumullah, then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins.
Mufti, I know this is not the bliss of marriage show, but I am really tired of my mother-in-law. How do I keep her quiet from bickering?
So remember, you don't have to keep her quiet. When she speaks, you must keep silent and so forth. And wake up the hajjud time, 3, 4 o'clock, 4:30 every day. And read, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you are the creator of love. Ya Allah, bring about love between us. Ya Allah, let us respect one another. Ya Allah, cement my marriage with my husband. Ya Allah, bring love between the whole entire family. So read your 2, 4, 6, 8 rakat tahajjud, go into sajda, cry to Almighty Allah, read the 99 names of Almighty Allah daily and abundantly, so and regularly. Then Almighty Allah commands us, chapter 7, verse 180, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Invoke Almighty Allah with His beautiful names, and the hadith in Bukhari Sharif teaches us, مَنْ حَفِظَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. When you, by heart, the 99 beautiful names of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, then you will enter Jannah. You can by heart look inside. Man ahsaha dakhala al-Jannah. You look inside and read the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, you enter Jannah. You see, our Mawlana Arafat is sick, so we make dua for him. Allah give him complete shifa and all those who are ill. My brother here, Hafiz Ibrahim Baila, mashallah, came to fetch me day in Lens. Then took us there, mashallah, to Great Town, and now we're in Wienan, and today we will go 10 o'clock or so in the morning from here to Ladysmith. So we must thank all the brothers and sisters and families who do so much for us, you know. So that is part of our Islamic teaching. Last question, Junaid Mota.
Okay, it says here, my dad has passed away and left me with lots of money. Which company do you recommend for me to invest in that is Sharia compliant?
So you must remember, leave all the companies and investments and that. We don't have confidence in any one of them. What you should do is this. First thing, your father passed away, so you should be making a lot of dua for your father, mother. So read now with me, brother, Surah 14, chapter 14, verse 41, Surah Ibrahim. Read, Rabbana filli wali walidayya. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents. Walil mu'minina, and the believers throughout the world who passed on. Yawma yakumul hisab. Ya Allah, the day of reckoning will be established. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Do not disgrace us. Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 194. Wala tukhzina yawmal qiyamah. Then make sure, my brother, that the debts of your father are paid, all the burial, funeral expenses, all the creditors are paid, whether it's personal debts, corporate business debts, all that must be expedited. Justice delayed is justice denied. Then your father, papa said that give this masjid, madrasa, this person, a non-Muslim also. Then all that must be implemented, wasiya, for non-heirs. And it can be a person, organization, maximum 1/3 of the net estate. Then fourth is the shares of the heirs. Your mother is alive, so the wife of the deceased. Then you've got brothers and sisters, so everybody must inherit. Your dada, dadi, your paternal grandparents are alive, or one of them, they must inherit. So you must do all that properly. In what must you invest? Leave all this so-called halal and sharia compliant. You go buy gold. So when you start buying gold, Kruger coins, this, and invest in that, so you will see you will always be a winner, and you will be backing the right horse. Don't back the wrong horse, my brother. Then, inshallah, you will know horse meat is permissible also. So, inshallah, we leave it there. And, inshallah, I'll read sunnah now. Go to the masjid here in Wienan. And, mashallah, one of the youngsters there. So, an African imam, beautiful Quran he reads. So, mashallah. So, I think his name is Abu Bakr. So, yesterday I met him first time. So, mashallah, then we'll have a program, short program, after Fajr, inshallah. And 10 o'clock we'll leave from here. And 11:25 is the khutbah from Makkah. And then we'll be there in Masjid Masihullah for Jummah, 12:08 Adhan. Tonight, Pune Road after Isha is a program. And tomorrow, Fajr time, we'll be in Masjid Masihullah again. And then after Fajr, there'll be program. And then in the afternoon, we'll be moving towards Escort. Make dua for us and make dua for the Ummah. Make dua, Allah destroy and decimate the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Ameen. Allahumma alayka bil mustawtineen wal muhtalleen al ghasibin. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.